T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, so Bronwyn got engaged over the holidays. Yay!
That is very exciting.
It's bad. It's really bad. We'll hear her story in a second. I'm sorry, I burst out laughing in the middle of Post Malone, and Kayla's like, you're a crazy person. Maybe. Dutch astronaut revealed that he accidentally butt-dialed. Well, he didn't butt-dial. He accidentally called 911 while he was on the International Space Station. This guy, Andre Culpers, explains that he missed an important number while trying to make a long-distance call from outer space. It's great. If you're in, he said, okay, here's what he says. If you're in space, it's like you're making a call via Houston. So first you dial 9 to get an outside line. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Yeah.
On the freaking space station. I got to go.
Let me connect 9.
No, dude, dial 9 first.
It's very funny, actually.
Seriously. Then you dial 011 to get America.
Okay.
To get an international line. So he forgot to dial the 0 and ended up calling 911. And alarms go off at the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
That's sweet.
So wait. No. So wait. This is the other part of this for me. So if something goes down on the space station, you call 911. It's not the old school. Okay, what's the line? Houston.
We have a problem.
Right? So you don't do that. You call 911. Where does that go to? Obviously the Johnson.
The thing that blows me away is he can make a call from outer space, but if I'm at Fort Apache and Hacienda,
yeah, no good.
Verizon won't let me call anyone.
Yep.
I made a mistake, says dude. The next day I received an email message. Did you call 911? They joked that he was a little, oh no, he's... They wrote him and said, he said, I made a mistake. The next day I got an email message. Did you call 911? He said then that he was a little disappointed that they didn't show up.
It's not in the budget.
In 2015, Britain's first astronaut, Tim Peake, insisted that he had not prank called an unsuspecting woman from space, but that he actually dialed the wrong number.
Oh, funny.
He was trying to call his wife or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right, so here's Bronwyn Steele. Got an email from Bronwyn. She says, I'm glad you guys are back. I thought I'd have to wait till next week. My fiance and I will be together 3 years in March. Okay?
Okay.
He proposed at Christmas in front of his family. Yay!
That's sweet.
Beautiful.
I was furious and wanted to throw up, but I said yes anyway. Please hear me out. Here's the problem. My ex did almost exactly the same thing at Christmas 3 years ago. And then promptly went out and cheated with his ex-girlfriend before New Year's while he was out with his buddies watching football. He then told me that he made a huge mistake proposing, that he wasn't ready, and he broke up with me and got back with her.
Oh.
That's the ex.
Yikes.
3 years ago. 3 years ago. I met my boyfriend, now fiance, a couple of months later. He's literally the only person I even hooked up with since my stupid cheating ex. But I've kind of hated Christmas because of that ever since then. And I knew something was up because it started getting really weird and kind of tense around Thanksgiving. He's not really a planner, but he was being super picky about Christmas and how his whole family was going to be there and all that. So I told him, please, she capitalized, please don't do anything stupid at Christmas. He just laughed and said, like what? Propose? And he was kind of a D about it.
Yeah.
Kind of a D about it. So I didn't think anything was going to happen, and he was just being weird. Well, guess what? We had all just done the thing where you move into the living room after dinner and the dishes are done, and everybody's just sitting there, and I felt like they were all just staring at me. And then my boyfriend comes over and gets on one knee, and his mom started crying. And everybody started taking pictures and video, and I'm just standing there like it's not even my life. He pulls out his dead grandmother's ring. By the way, I'm reading this word for word. He pulls out his dead grandmother's ring, and then his mom really starts crying. I don't really remember anything after that except nodding my head yes and everybody cheering and him kissing me. I think I cried, but I'm not sure why.
Oh, no. That's complicated.
Right?
Grandmother's ring? Dead grandmother's ring?
No.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be worse if she was alive and you would have pried it off her
finger. Yeah, here. Grandma, give me this.
Yeah, I need this.
Grandma, hang on.
I'm partially warmed.
Grandma, I'm inspired. Hang on. Don't ask questions, Grandma. I just wonder if he's ever going to listen to me, says Bronwyn. I love him and I don't want to be with anybody else, but why would he do this? The worst moment in my life and he wants to recreate it?
Oh.
I asked my mom and she said I should just grow up and get over it. But really?
Thanks, Mom.
I just can't get past that this whole thing is all wrong somehow. Like it's the one thing I didn't want. I felt so dumb there in front of his whole family. I listen to you guys a lot. Want to call in when you do this kind of thing, but I guess now the shoe is on the other foot. Happy New Year and thanks in advance.
Brian. Oh, my God.
Okay, you're engaged. Yay. But man.
Recreating a terrible moment in your life.
Obviously, the only question that I had with this in the end was how much does he know about this ex? That's the only question I had. How much does he know about this ex?
Like, does he know that that's how they got engaged? And like, does he know the full story?
Oof. And does he know that 90 days later? Hello.
That's very important because if he had all the information and he still did it.
But still, he went against her wishes. She said, don't do anything like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, and he's got to, where's the quote? Please don't do anything stupid at Christmas. And he laughed and said, like what? Propose?
Just don't.
So don't you think he already knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, did she need to be more specific? I've got to believe that they've had some sort of discussion.
How do you not, over 3 years ago, this is what happened. This is why I broke up with the other guy.
Now, how much of your previous relationships did you discuss with your present relationship?
Everything. But like I had.
Have you been proposed to? Before?
No, nothing.
Oh my
like
God,
that.
I figured that list would be long yet distinguished.
Oh well, thank you.
Jameis Winston on down.
Name
all the prominent Florida State alumni.
He just wanted to go straight to the honeymoon, that Jameis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I realize I never really asked a question, and I'm not sure if there was a question there from Bronwyn. I think she wanted to get just thoughts on
why he didn't listen to her.
Yeah, on this. And I think she's looking for, usually when people write us, they're looking for some sort of validation. Sure. You're looking for somebody to back your play. And I think so Bronwyn is not pleased because 3 years ago, her ex proposed to her at Christmas, then cheated on her and got back with his old girlfriend. So she could kind of feel, then shortly after that, the first guy that she ends up dating, now they're together for 3 years.
Yeah.
And they're now it's obvious that he's kind of coming down that path. Did you for half a second think that Buddy might
No. I thought there might be like a question between him and my dad, like that conversation.
Ask for the hand in marriage.
Yeah, like, and we might do this soon, so is it cool, Pete? But I even
happened?
Had, I had a conversation with Buddy and he's like, no, that was not a conversation that was had.
And the reason why I rushed into doing this, we may circle back on this next week because a lot of folks are on vacation still. So I expect to have more of a regular audience next week, to get more of a more well-rounded P1's opinion. But I wanted to rush this in because I thought the two people that would have strong opinions on this would Kayla especially.
Yep.
Because had Buddy proposed, man, I'm putting you on the spot and I apologize. Let me put it this way. Had Buddy proposed, would you be angry?
Probably, yes. Because I would feel the pressure from my family. Because we spent a lot of time with them over Christmas. So I'd feel the pressure from the family aspect.
Well, you kind of have to answer right away, don't you?
Yeah, you have to answer right then and there. That's the crappy thing about this situation right here is that she was stuck. Like, you can say no, but you're like in front of his parents. And
his family. All his family.
Like, if it had been my own family, I think that I could say no. You know what I mean? I'd be like, no, get up. You're like, let's not do this right here. Because you're comfortable around your family. But if it was like his family, I'd be like, yes.
I have to stop everything. Lil Jess, you're not a person who gets overwhelmed. You look overwhelmed by all of this. But I want to hear what you think in a minute. What are you laughing at? Because you are overwhelmed?
I'm picturing it in my head, and I have a lot of anxiety right now. The way Kayla was describing it, I was
it's so awkward, right?
I feel like the paparazzi's around me if I was to answer.
Someone's got their flash on their video tape, and the flash is on.
Oh,
and you're
my
like,
God. And you can hear what she said. It just felt like it wasn't her life. She goes, I think I cried. I don't know why. You know what I mean? So. Meanwhile, Spence is on the other side of the room. He's got his weight. He's got his full weight on his hands on the countertop. And his head is kind of tilted slightly down. Lips are pursed. And he was shaking his head. It appeared to be disdain, and I may be reading that wrong. Your thoughts, sir?
I have a solution for her.
Okay,
honestly, and
bring
it. Here's what I think she should do, because it's just not what he did was wrong. He shouldn't have done that. She needs to quietly take him aside. She needs to take grandmother's ring off of her left hand.
Oh no!
Hold on.
Oh no! I'm listening, but I'm just oh no.
And she needs to gently put
and
it
then
in
throw
his,
it in his
no,
face.
No! Okay, wait.
She needs to gently put it in his hand and hold it there with her hand and say, I really do want to be your wife, but I want to give you a second chance at proposing to me. You knew what happened before. I appreciate the thought behind doing it in front of your family, but you hold on to this until a later date and try it again. And then see what happens.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's really sweet.
I mean, do it kindly. Don't be a jerk about it.
I question the level of sophistication here. Not from you, from you know, I mean, much love, Bronwyn. The part that also struck me on this is he selfish? Like, this seems like it was all about him. Like, he put it on his stage with his grandma's ring. Mom obviously knew ahead of time. And mom, to me, or maybe just in my mania and as I'm running with this story, running wild in my head. But mom knew, and then mom told, don't tell anybody, but he's going to propose after dinner. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so then everybody's pumped up.
Oh, it's interesting that you point that out, though, because now you're talking it through, it hits me a little bit different.
That this is all about him and it's nothing about her. He doesn't give two rips about her story. He didn't give two rips. And whatever he knows or doesn't know, he doesn't care.
No, see, like, I see it that he's trying to recreate Chris. She doesn't like, she says there, I don't like Christmas anymore.
Right.
So maybe he's trying to recreate Christmas for her so she can actually enjoy it.
That's different than what he said, though.
I love that side.
He made the proposal about him, not her.
That's smart.
Yes, but also, okay, but look at what Kayla said, too. Right. Ooh.
See, I was seeing it your way, and then I'm like, but this could be something that he's trying to do for her.
Yeah, he's like, I want to fix Christmas. Because that's what guys do.
Guys fix stuff.
That's what guys do.
Fixers, yes.
I want to make this so good. And maybe, all she needs to do is get through to Valentine's Day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because right now, it's not even so much about the proposal. It was the aftermath, maybe?
Right.
I don't know. April, what do you think?
Well, I was going to say similar to what Kayla did. So it's possible that he knew about her horrible, you know, previous Christmas thing. And she said that Christmas is now weird for her. And maybe he was trying to fix it with a new, better memory.
Yeah. No, maybe we're not giving him enough credit.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean me. Sorry.
I mean, we don't have his side of the story, and I'm not saying that maybe it was the smartest idea, but maybe he was trying to be like, I know Christmas sucks for you because this bad thing happened, so I'm going to try and make it better by, you know, proposing for real and following through.
I don't hate that premise. I don't hate that premise one bit. Lil Jess, I lean on you for your thoughts.
I'm right there with April and Kayla. I think he was just trying to make the memory better.
Change it a little. Yeah.
He's not a selfish doofus.
Yeah, but I...
Proposing is not a selfish
I like Spence's idea. I think that's...
After the fact, whether he did that on either way, because she did not take it the way he intended it, either way, that maybe that
anger... I got to be honest, though. I don't know. A single person... I really don't. And I mean this honestly, and I'm not jabbing at what you just said.
Yeah.
I mean this honestly. I don't know a single person outside of Kayla's beloved Hallmark Lifetime Christmas Winterfest movies.
Yes.
That I don't know a single person that either A, has the thought process,
yeah.
B, has the guts to go up and go, you know, I mean, it's a great movie scene.
Yeah.
You write, honest to God, write that down.
We're going to sell this to Hallmark.
Yeah, that would go, that would put the ring gently back in his hand. I love you. I'm going to give you another. Sorry, I don't mean to mock.
But to your point, it's beautiful.
When
I was telling the story and Kayla popped in with throw the ring in his face, that's more likely.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.